They're fanatics, General Higgins snapped. Orientals. They don't have the same values that we do.
But they're not fools. They must believe that they have the backing of someone powerful enough to protect them from their own government.
China,
Coggins said again. Nodding, Jamil went on.
China launched surveillance satellites 2 days ago. I'm betting that they're hardened against the North Korean nuke, and they're in orbit to watch the president's arrival in San Francisco.
Scheib growled. Not that again. They can't hit San Francisco. We know that for a fact.
Jamil ignored him.
They knocked out our own satellites, so we couldn't see their government leaders heading for their underground shelters.
Our MILSATs are still working, Higgins objected. We haven't seen any such movement.
Have you looked? Jamil challenged. Have you ordered the NRO analysts to specifically look for a flow of high-up government vehicles out of Beijing?
Higgins fell silent.
The Chinese have wanted Taiwan since 1949, Jamil said. It's a matter of national pride to them, a matter of face.
And they're willing to risk nuclear war over it? Coggins demanded.
With a shake of his head, Jamil retorted, That's not the question. The question is, are we willing to risk nuclear war over it?
Ah, that's just nonsense, Higgins insisted.
But Coggins murmured, I'm not so sure. Look, Jamil said, almost pleading for understanding. The Chinese economy is in the toilet.
Whose isn't? Higgins muttered.
There's a lot of unrest in China. People got accustomed to a rising economy, rising expectations. Now they're sinking. Getting Taiwan would be a great boost to the government in Beijing.
And you think Beijing is willing to let a few hundred million of their people die in a nuclear exchange?
You still don't get it, General. Are we willing to lose 100 million people or more over Taiwan?
General Scheib spoke up.
But Taiwan's got nothing to do with this. It's North Korea that's threatening us.
I know, I understand that. But look at the big picture. North Korea attacks us. We have the option of retaliation or negotiation. If we retaliate, if we hit North Korea, China will come in on their side. They have to. They can't sit and do nothing while we attack their next-door neighbor. Remember how they came into the Korean War when it looked like we were going to conquer North Korea?
Coggins nodded slowly, reluctantly agreeing with his logic.
Jamil continued, If we let the North Koreans get away with attacking us, killing the president, or maybe just blowing out Honolulu or Fairbanks, then our influence in Asia goes down to zero. So we have the choice of nuclear war with China or allowing China to remake the map of Asia.
Higgins shook his head ponderously.
I just don't believe it.
Coggins said, They'd reunify North and South Korea with the North in command. China would take over Taiwan. They'd force Japan to get rid of our bases there.
Chinese hegemony in the Far East, Jamil said. And we're humiliated worldwide.
The conference room fell absolutely silent. Jamil could hear the faint buzz of the air circulation fans in the ceiling.
General Scheib broke the spell.
Okay. So what do we do if they shoot down Able One?
Able One, Coil Bay. Harry ran his hand along the smooth, cool metal tubing that ran the length of the coil bay. The mixture of iodine and oxygen gases would flow down the main tube at supersonic speed.